If you need work on your septic system or you need some excavating done, try M&G Contracting of Marion, Kentucky. Rockettle football alumni Tim Grau and David Maddox will be there when you call them. Count on them for all your plumbing and excavating and septic system needs. Well, another Rocket football season is in the books. Crittenden County finishes 6-4 in regular season. Class A first district champions. Coach Starnes ended with a good note, very soggy, wet, muddy note. But yet we go over to Hopkins Central, a team that surprised us last year and beat us. This time we take care of business 37-8 and win the ball game. And really, it's probably not even that close, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I mean, it was a sloppy night. It was raining, and you know, we just had to go there and get the win and the big focus because, you know, as we stated before, KTSA put us in this situation where the 10th game is a non-district game. And it means absolutely nothing except, you know, motivation going and momentum going into the playoffs. And so, you know, we just had to make sure what we did this time was focus on it being a winning season for us. So, you know, at that time, you know, we were 5-4, and we wanted to make sure that we won the game so we can finish the regular season at 6-4 in a winning fashion. So that was our focus, and you know, whenever we got the weather that we had, then it became a matter of, you know, we got to make sure we take care of business and don't let Hopkins Central slip up and beat us as I felt like that they did last year, and which we should have won that ball game. But you know, we just wanted to take care of business and come home and get ready for the playoffs. So that's what happened.
And then you go in your first series, you fumble the ball, doggone it, they take it and go to score, and you think, uh oh.
Yeah, and that's what happens. You know, you let teams stay in it and give them a little bit of momentum, and you know, you never know. Then you got a dogfight on your hands.
They didn't stay in it long after that.
Yeah, and of course it worried me, and that's, you know, that's what happens. And we did make some mistakes, obviously, as they did as well. But you know, it was great for the kids, for the senior class, to be able to, you know, finish this season and their last season on a winning record and district champs and stay home for the playoffs. So you know, we were glad about that.
Scored 5 unanswered touchdowns to end the game. Devin Nesbitt scored 4 times on runs of 6, 35, 25, and 28 yards. He finished with 222 yards on 24 carries. That's somewhere maybe the highest number of carries he's had this year in a game. In fact, that's probably more than we've had as a team in any one game.
Yeah, and it's good for Devin because, I mean, you know, it's not just, you know, when we watch the film, we look at it to see the ins and outs of each play. And, you know, what I saw is not just Devin running the ball, but he made some good cuts. And there were 3 of those touchdowns were because of the cuts that he made and the vision that he had. And so, you know, it's great to see that because we're going to have that. And we're going to have to be a well-balanced team later on in the playoffs, you know, if we plan on making a run into the playoffs. So, you know, it's good to see, and not only that, but the offensive linemen, you know, watching them and watching how they're gelling and they're coming around, and you know, it makes you proud as a coach to see the things that you teach them. They go out and they work on, because I mean, there's a thing right now with the offensive linemen about right side, left side, and roaches and things like that. So you know, you can hear the kids talk about it. And it was a challenge that I challenged them, that I selected the right side, and Coach Brown has the left side of the line. And, you know, it's fun, but, I mean, it's a competition for inside that group. Because I'm going to tell you, offensive linemen, and I played it, you get no reward far as recognitions and your name's not mentioned. And
it's hard to stay motivated.
It's hard to stay motivated. It comes within, and that's what I tell them. You know, and so you find all the little things that you can possibly do.
Well, this is working because they're talking about it on the sidelines.
Yeah.
During the game, yeah. All this big.
Yeah, and it worked, too, because we had several roaches this time. So, I mean, you can see them. They're wanting it, and that's a good thing. So, you know, we're proud of the kids and everything that they've accomplished so far.
Yeah, great
great way to breed that competition and it within your team. And then you've got your center. And that's what I asked Brock. I said, well, are you on the right side or the left side? He says, depends on which way I go.
That's exactly. And that's what we told Brock. You know, we said it. It's, you know, you're going to be on the right side if you go right, left side if you go left.
Yeah. Let's go over some of the some other offense in this game. Hunter Boone, quarterback, threw the ball only 13 times, which is a season low. But he completed five, and one of them went for a touchdown. He finished with 135 yards. And then Ethan Dossett had 76 yards. He just continues to pile up the yards. One big play that set up a touchdown. But you took care of the football. You did have two fumbles in the game, but considering the weather conditions, that's not too bad. No interceptions. While on the other side, you ended up plus two in the takeaways because they threw two interceptions and had two fumbles themselves with the defense.
Yeah, and you know that there were a couple drops that could have been more for T-Bone that you know for Hunter Boone would have got him more passing yardage, but and there was a couple more drops and interceptions that we could have had as well. So, you know, it is what it is, and we're proud of our kids because you know, we had to play in that bad weather, and Hopkins Central had to play in it as well. So, you know, at one point I would have you know, welcomed the Mother Nature and her intensity as it was Friday.
In years past,
when we said we were mutters. You know, since Coach Thompson likes to throw the football all the time, then, you know, we don't welcome the rain and the cold and things like that as much as we used to.
It looked like the Hopkins Central, of course, they ran two quarterbacks, and both of them had trouble throwing the ball more so than Hunter Boone did. It was very apparent from watching the game.
Yeah, and you don't know. I mean, there could be factors involved whether or not that we kept our balls going in that were dry.
Lindsay did a great job.
Lindsay did an excellent job with the ball.
Her picture is going to be in the newspaper this week because she did such a great job.
And it makes a difference. And you can see that when you have a dry ball, even though the conditions are as bad as they were, you know, our balls were not soaking wet. And I saw Hopkins Central quarterback go back to throw the football and lose control of it that way. And you know, that could be a couple things. And one is, you know, Lindsay doing a great job keeping the ball dry. The other could be the size of somebody's hand. That Hunter has big hands, yeah, and he can hold on to the football. And it could be the type of ball that they use as well. So, you know, that's a challenge for us to make sure that we keep them dry. And you're right, Lindsay did a great job with that, and we're proud of her. And because of that, I mean, we were able to throw the ball.
Yeah.
It wasn't that much, we weren't that affected by throwing the ball.
Being the ball girl is kind of like being a lineman.
Being a lineman, no recognition.
Got it now, Lindsay Lynn. All right. Defensively, who are your players of the game?
Let's go offense first. Devin Nesbitt, obviously, with four touchdowns, 222 yards. He was the offensive player of the game. You know, and more importantly than that, I mean, you're talking about 9.2 yards of carry and almost 9.3 yards of carry. That says a lot. And you know, Devin right now has a little bit over 900 yards and averages over 7 yards of carry. So, you know, that says a lot for him. We need to make sure we continue that. And, you know, our lineman of the week, you know, we had 13 roaches. And we had two guys that had nine of those. So those two guys are the ones that we gave linemen of the week. It was Devin Porter. He had five roaches, and Ian Ellington had four roaches. And so they were co-linemen of the week. And, you know, it's good because, you know, this is Devin Porter, third lineman of the week.
Mm-hmm.
Ian second, you know, so. You know, it's very good because you can see those kids, they want to get better, they are improving, and we have to continue from that. And so I think it's at the right time, as we stated, it's the playoff time, and I think that they're peaking at that time, so we just have to continue that. You know, and I will also say that Jake Gibson, we worked on something this week, and, you know, that he struggled on a little bit weeks prior to that, and he got a lot better. We call those D-cleats, and that's when you're backside, and you're cutting off that gap, and you make sure that you de-cleat that person. And, Jake got a few of those. And you can see that those kids are working on it, and which is good. So, and I can't say enough about Brock either. Brock, in that type of weather and us not to have any exchanges problems, it's big. And you can see the other team.
You can see
the other team struggle on that, snaps overhead and stuff like that. So, you got to make sure that you mention that. And
I took pictures of Brock's hands and put it on the website after the game.
Oh, did you?
Dry, perfect hands in the ball game.
Good. That's Brock understanding, and we made sure we told him to get a towel and make sure to keep his hands dry and understanding what he has to do. So, that was the players of the game offensively. And defensively, it's so hard to select one guy.
I'm telling you,
when you have so many guys that are playing well, and so we don't do that, which is a good thing for us. And that also makes it harder to select other things that come out of that as well. So we had Adam Beavers as there were three of them that were defensive players of the game. Adam Beavers had seven solos, had five assists. He had two tackles for losses. He had a called fumble. Then we also had Brady Burke, who was a defensive player of the game. He had seven solos, two assists. He had three tackles for losses. He had two sacks. And then we had Tyler Boone, who had nine solos, seven assists, had two tackles for a loss, had two interceptions. So, those three were the defensive players of the game, and you had Cade McAllister, who had seven solos and seven assists, that had a lot of tackling points too. That was right in there. So, it's hard to select one, but we have to look at it, and I'm glad they make it difficult for us, but we have to select that one, and sometimes we can't select one. This year, I think we have selected more multiple players at a game than I can remember in the past.
There's a lot, but like you say, it's difficult to do. And when everybody's playing so well, and then you pick one, we're going to add another one, and then but so and so was just so close too. And
absolutely.
And then it could go on and on.
Absolutely.
You could just roll the dice on this defense right now because they're making big plays all the time.
Even
the guys who don't start, that come in and fill some roles and give you a breather, those guys are making big plays.
Yeah, absolutely. You have Brandon Lamy, who has five solos and six assists. That's a solid football game for people, And, I think you also have Mason Hunt that comes in and makes some big plays from the safety spot. Mm-hmm. And, it's difficult, but that's the position that you want to be in, and that's where we are, and that's where we want to be, and they're in this, and we have kids that are competing, and that's what we like to have. We like to see that competition, and we've always said it that when you have competition like that, it makes you better as long as you take it the right way. If you take it the wrong way, then you're not going to improve on it, not going to get better, but when you take it the right way and you take it as a challenge that you got to work harder because they are as well, then it'll make you a better football team.
Well, it's never fun to play in those games or to watch in those games. I think the players have a good time sometimes, especially when you come out of it with a win. But it's one of those things that it might get you ready for something down the road too. You never know, the playoffs as we get later in the season. The winter creeps in and weather gets a little more difficult. The Mother Nature seems to want to creep in and play a part in the game. We didn't let it happen over at Hopkins Central. Now we've got at least three home games, right? At least three, four home games.
At least
excuse
four.
Me, four. And three to get to the regional. We'll be in the regional championship at three. So, and that's the plan, is to be right there in the next couple of 3 weeks, is playing for a regional championship once again. And congratulations. You don't have to drive a team bus anymore. That was your last road trip. Unless you go to Louisville or not.
No, we're going to Lexington.
We'll charter a bus at that point for the state championship. Yeah. All right. Well, we're gonna come back on Thursday with the podcast, and we'll take a closer look at this week's first round opponent, Caverna. Caverna is winless on the season, but I'm sure you're going to prepare just like they were a winning football team coming in here.
Yeah, I mean, you can't look over them because if you do that and you look to the next game and you don't make it to the next game, then, you know, what do you do at that point? So we're going to take care of our business, and we're going to make sure that we prepare hard for Caverna and understand that more than likely we'll face Bethlehem in the second round, but Caverna is the first one up.
And I think this week the All WKC announcement will be made for the.
We did have our All WKC meeting, business meeting yesterday, and you know we're very proud that to have 11 kids selected, and had three or four more that were mentioned and had votes, and were on the was on the edge of being selected on the bubble, but you know we can only have 11, so we were proud of that.
We'll know that later in the week. Okay. All right, Coach Starnes, well, good luck getting ready this week, and hopefully everybody stays good and healthy.
All right, buddy. Thank you.